What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast, brought to you by the Club App, the number one community for DJs, where you get paid to live stream your sets. Today, we have my sister DJ Crash Cuts here on the podcast. Can you please introduce yourself, tell the people who you are and where you're from?
Hey, hi, everybody. My name is DJ Crash Cuts. I'm originally from New Jersey, but right now I'm based out of Miami Beach. So enjoying the lovely weather for everyone that's in the cold. It is very warm out here. So sending you all good vibes. And yeah, excited to be here on the podcast. Ready? Awesome. The Club App.
Super excited to have you. And we want to jump right into your story. You know, tell us what sparked your interest to become a DJ and then walk us through those beginning days.
Okay. Well, I've been professionally a DJ, working DJs for about like 17 years now, actually. And I've loved music all my life. I've played the keyboard when I was little and a little bit, you know, and then I got really in my teen years to making beats, actually. So I also produce. I really started with production more, got into like Reason and Pro Tools. And sure enough, once I was in my college years, I just fell in love with DJing as well. You know, going to the clubs and seeing the DJs rocking, I'm like, wow, you know, I'm making beats similar to that. So let me start DJing a bit, you know, from the vinyls, graduating to the CD players. Then when they came in, you know, the Pioneer CDJs. And then now, of course, the technology has taken off to, you know, the controllers and everything. But just a journey for the past like 17 years, from clubs to private events. It's just been a growing experience. And at this point, you know, just excited to keep going and elevating your, you know, my craft. You know,
awesome. It's been a journey. that's an amazing intro. I definitely want to dive deeper into the small nuances of the actual journey. So talk to me about like the first like event or the first actual opportunity you had to DJ. You know, talk to me about that experience and how you got into it. And just a little bit, you know, I'd like to get the audience to know the real journey of how to break into the industry and how to thrive and grow. So I really want to hear what you did to kind of get in and grow your business.
The very, very first serious move I made, I mean, because I started DJing in college. And so I really just started early on with like little step shows and events in the actual university, you know, a shout to William Patterson University over there in Jersey. And so, you know, I became part of a sorority as well, Mu Sigma Upsilon. And so that helped me kind of do a lot of college things, you know, but then what I really wanted to make it serious. You know, I invested in myself. That's a big thing I tell people who start. You got to invest in yourself, be realistic. And, you know, I got my equipment up and I started doing private events. And so that helps you really broaden a lot of your music. You know, what do you play and dealing with different situations and dealing with the events. And I remember it was a guy in my hometown in Patterson, New Jersey, and he actually had a business just small of doing weddings and like bar mitzvahs and things like that. And it got me really serious and really focused on saying, I want to make this a real job, you know, a career. And so that at an early age, I was probably like 20 at that time. And it really got me focused on building from there. And then from there, I just stayed constantly looking for work, actual work as a DJ, as a producer, making music as well. As I told you, you know, I mixing down music and everything. So just stayed focused on that. So I would say definitely invest in yourself early on and decide if you want to make it a business and then go for that, you know.
Awesome. No, that's super great. I think that it's super interesting that you say you're from Jersey and then also you're in a sorority. I'm also from Jersey and I'm in a fraternity. And I know a lot of my experience with DJs is through my fraternity and just being able to host huge events, especially within the Greek space. We like to throw barbecues and events. And talk to me about, you know, some of your early experiences doing different parties and events and just kind of the things that you did to prepare for these events? Because some people, like when they're first getting started, they're just nervous and they don't really know what to do. But what did you do to kind of get that confidence to go in and rock these events and really do a good job in the early days of your you know, hobby transitioning into a professional DJ?
I don't know. I really, for me, I really just always liked entertaining, too. So I'm kind of a character, you know. Sometimes I'm a little shy, but at the end of the day, when I get in front of people, I do like to entertain. I mean, I'm talking like from young, I used to get onto the talent shows and the school plays and everything. So yeah, it just became something where I already had the knack for it, you know, and eventually just grew into the DJing. It was something that came natural. So it depends on, you know, if you have to, but sometimes you do have to push yourself, you know, to kind of really get into it and get it right when you're first learning, like how to address a crowd or you're DJing and how to talk on the mic while you're DJing. So those little techniques you really learn. But as far as the actual getting out there and doing it, I'm not really shy when it comes to that. I like to kind of people person, you know, talk to people and get people engaged in what they're doing, especially with music. So I don't know, that came naturally, but yeah, you learn techniques and things like that as you do the events. But
that's great. I think just awesome to just have your personality, how you're really outgoing. So it was much easier for you to find those initial gigs because you weren't afraid to tell people that you were a DJ and you were able to go out there and say, look, I DJ. If you want me to do your next event, here I am right now. Let's go. And some DJs don't have that same mindset of being very outgoing. And it's something that you just need to go out there and put yourself out there and let people know what you do. Because if you're silent and you're not really communicating to the world what you're able to do, what you're capable of, they will never know to book you. So definitely like be outgoing and let people know that you have the skills to do their events and do a really good job. And then, you know, from there, you're able to build that brand and build that awareness of what you do. You know, I would love to talk a little bit about your brand, you know, DJ Crash Cuts. Like, where did you get that name and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, actually, that name is very is interesting. It was given to me, actually. We were talking about the sororities, right? So when I started DJing, I actually got into like a big car accident and it like totaled my car. And then at the time I was doing events for the college. And so it kind of became a joke. I didn't really have a DJ name at the time. I was like 19 years old or something. And they just started kind of ragging on me and saying DJ Crash. And so I kind of let it stick. And I was like, yeah, you know, I crash your party and I make it better. Ha ha ha. And I would just say that. And then when I came out here to Miami, I just started getting more focused too. So actually my name at first was DJ Crash. A lot of people in New Jersey, a lot of the clubs I played in New York, New Jersey, they really know me for DJ Crash more. And then when I came to Miami, I got a little more focused back into production, doing a lot of mashups and original remixes that I've been putting out with my partner, which I work on music with. Shout out to Maria Hitmaker out there. So we're together, we're the DJ girls, and we produce music now more, and we're putting out a lot of music. So that kind of inspired the name Cuts, DJ Crash Cuts. So that kind of stuck out here in Miami Beach. And yeah, so we, from there, just that's the name. But the DJ girls is the brand, actually. Like that we're really putting out music. So if you're out there looking for good electronic music, dance music, Caribbean sounds, look up the DJ girls, and we're out there just putting out my music right now. So that's really the brand we're trying to build worldwide. So hopefully here now I'm working with you as well. This is going to be a great opportunity to spread the vibes, the good vibes everywhere.
Awesome. I love it. And I think that you have a very interesting dynamic. You know, you're in a partnership where you're doing like a tag team with another DJ. How's that dynamic? And talk to me a little bit about the benefits, the pros and the cons, not trying to get you in couple in trouble, you know, about working with a partner. Just talk to me a little bit about that, because some DJs maybe have people they're thinking about doing some type of partnership with, but they're unsure about how it goes about. Just talk about the process of choosing a partner and why it may help you in your career to partner with someone in some type of endeavor.
Well, I mean, it's sometimes challenging, you know, you have different views, but what's really cool is that if you know, you both know what you're talking about. You know, if someone is experienced in knowing about music, which Maria Hitt is very experienced with that. She also works in film and photography, and that's how we kind of started working together. She has done like graphics for my work as well. So it shows, like, you know, when people show each other love on like, okay, we're going to help each other grow in the business. Then it developed into me finding out she's really good at making music as well. So once that happened, then it just kind of became a teamwork where we're putting out great ideas. Sometimes we do bump heads and we have different ideas and we're like, you know what? I don't want that loud. I want this softer or something, but in the mix. But, you know, at the end of the day, we come together and understand what's best, what's the best sound that's going to really, that we want to put out. And so, you know, compromise. I think compromise, a big thing is not letting your pride get in the way, I guess, like any jealousies. That kind of kills a lot of things. I've collabed with people in the past as well, not just Maria Hitt, but in the past, and it's fallen apart because of that. A lot of someone might have a different opinion, and right away you kind of hate on that or something, and you can't do that. You know, eventually you have to let that go and say, okay, well, what's the best thing, because for everybody, you know? So right now we have a good partnership, and it's going great, and it's two girls, so you know, that's something new, it's different, you know, DJ girls. I thought that was cool. You know, I'm not like a person that's greedy for the spotlight like that. I feel like we both have something to put together and show to the world, so then let's do it, you know. But yeah, so maybe she'll come on a podcast in the future too. You can meet her as well.
Yeah, no, that would be great. I'd love to hear the other side of the story to see how she views the relationship and just talk it through, because it's super important
that
you're able to have a partner that really aligns, so that way you guys work together for the common goal of your business together and are able to move forward and grow together. Because it's tough finding a good partner, but when that alignment is there, it could be very, very powerful, because going alone is tough. But when you go with someone else, you can really go much further. So I think that that's super important and very just cool and fun to have someone along the journey with you. That's super exciting. You know, I would love to hear, you know, some of the things that you believe are skill sets and things that DJs today need to succeed in this business. You know, you've done it for over 17 years. What are some things that you see as the qualities that really help you succeed?
Well, it has changed a lot over the years. So things I did to market back in the day, or to try to get gigs back in the day, was very different. But some things are still the same. But definitely social media now is like a big thing. So, but it's not everything. You know, I think people need to realize that you have to do the both. You know, you have to, so to speak, be in the streets and be out there and getting the fans and getting to know fans. As well as, though, don't forget the marketing online, because it is very important nowadays to just to know you have that, you know, TikTok out there, that you're trying to get like some traction online, and people are always online looking for new music. So I think there's a lot of different strategies, but don't forget to combine the elements where, you know, you got to go out there and perform, do shows. If you're an artist, if I'm a DJ, I'm going to always look to be out there in some kind of gigs. And make sure I'm consistently working, you know, as well as producing on the back end as well. So it's just, you know, there's a combination nowadays with all the internet and real life. So don't forget real life, though. It still counts, you know, for something.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to ask about, you know, how COVID has affected your DJing business, and how have you pivoted and are able to operate in this time where things are a little bit different. So to help us tell DJs, you know, how to navigate through this climate and how to prepare for what's coming up next.
Well, yeah, it was a hit, definitely, because as I said, I live in Miami Beach, and I had a residency in South Beach, and it was like 4 days a week. So now everything stopped completely once that happened, and a lot of things slowed down. But what it helped me too is refocus what I really want to do and the goal. So I dove into working with Maria Hit on more music and production. I said, let's put out music, let's do this. And we started putting together our album, which should be ready to release this summer. And we're doing a lot of promotion behind that. So it's just really focusing now, you know what, I'm working on the gigs out there and everything, but the slowdown of the quarantine made me kind of regroup and say, I still want to do gigs, but I also want to build a brand behind us. So let's do this. And it kind of changed direction just a little bit and get a little more focused on what we want. So that helped, but it was a hard hit at first, you know, just getting used to like, now you're home and no more club, and I'm up late at night, still awake every day, thinking like you're in that club mode, you know, where you're up at night. So yeah, it was an adustment.
Yeah, and that's interesting. You know, I've interviewed a lot of DJs, and there's been a number of DJs that have gotten into producing since the lockdown and everything. You know, tell me a little bit about some of the benefits of now producing music as well. Is it more so you're monetizing on the music you're producing, or is it more of a brand exposure? Or is it more of just getting people to know you so they can book you for events? You know, what are some of the benefits that you're seeing from now putting out music and producing? Or is it just a hobby? You know, and should you recommend other DJs to get into it, or just kind of a thing that is for some DJs, not for others? So I knew I threw a lot at you, but talk to me about the benefits of producing.
It's good. I mean, it has helped even during the quarantine. It's helped because it made me shift gears, and I have generated some revenue off of working on production as opposed to being out there, because I couldn't be out there as a DJ. So that kind of helps out. And that was something we're taking this seriously, where we are generating income and we're working to generate more income from the brand, from producing, mixing, mastering, etc. But that's what we work on. And as far as like you said, it's not for every DJ. Some DJs like it. I really don't really have like a set advice to give a DJ, but I will say, it's up to you. If you really feel the music and you like making music, expand your horizons beyond DJing and try making music and try mashing up or blending and being creative, even if you don't fully go into production. But if you like to like blend, because a lot of DJs now, let me tell you, a lot of DJs nowadays, it's just like a job either for them, or it's just to like the fame, the clout, and they're not mixing. You know, I have to say it. If I have a platform to speak, I'm going to speak and say, these DJs out there, you're not mixing. Like a lot of you, especially the younger generation, they're, you know, practice the blending and the matching and the mixing in key and all that. You know, that helps. That makes sense when people are listening to it. You wouldn't think, but that's the difference between someone just kind of dancing, a crowd dancing at your night, or a crowd coming up to you and saying, where are you gonna be next? Because I love this feeling you gave me through your mix. It's two different things, you know? Everybody can do a club, and if the promoter promotes it right and packs it in, people are gonna be in there drinking and dancing. It's just the way of it is, what it is. But will they really remember you? Will they really wanna look you up? Because you just, the way you combine things, or the way you brought one song into another one, you know? Shout to Ocean 9 Liquors. Yes, that's one of the spots in South Beach. It's, I think it just reopened, so congrats to them, but they were closed for a while. They are like the only liquor store on the island that will have a live DJ there. So I was one of the DJs that was there most of the time a couple years ago, and it was just a wild party. It was just so much fun. So hopefully maybe they'll kick it off again, and they do that in time. But yeah, people would definitely, like tourists come through there and they would come back. And, you know, that's what I learned there. Like if you really make an impact on someone, they will tell people. I had people that were visiting. They'd stop at the liquor store. They'd jam out with me for a bit. And literally, I had actually one incident where a lady came back. There was a lady that came in and she said, my cousin, she's from Madrid, Spain. My cousin went back to Spain and told me about this liquor store and told me about a girl DJing and that you have to see it when you go to Miami. And so she came and stopped in at the store to see me because her cousin went back to Spain talking about it. So it really makes an impact. And I encourage DJs to get creative with it, to be creative, to connect with your audience, and then you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you really got to stand out because you can have that impact where someone wants to go rave and talk about you to other people. And that lasting impact really is what can lead you to your next gig. It can lead you to your next opportunity. It can lead you to your next fan, someone that really loves and admires what you do as a DJ. So please, DJs out there, if you're listening, don't just do the job, like really put your heart and soul into it and kill it, because that may have a huge impact on somebody's life. I'm super excited, and thank you for just being so open with your story. You really kind of showed just what, as a DJ, if you really love it and you really put your heart into it, what the outcome can be. And sometimes that reminder is needed for DJs to hear so they can really give it that 110% and not just, you know, lacking in it and not giving it their all. So thank you for saying that. You know, what are some things that you're currently focused on today, and how can me, Daryl, the club CEO, and our community help and support you?
Well, I appreciate you, Daryl, just now giving me the platform here to be able to at least introduce myself a little bit to the audience and to people, members. But I look forward to collaborating with so many people. Just that's another big goal you're saying, what are we working on right now? Because we're putting together the album, I really am have been already collaborating with some people around the world, and I look forward to continuing. Shout to London. There's a lot of people in London. There's some people in Zambia, Africa. There's people in South America a little bit. So I'm just really, like, really excited to collaborate with as many people. And Daryl, you as well. I collaborate with you. And whatever I can do to bring the vibes to the club app, then that's what we're going to do.
Awesome. Yes, we're excited to have you here on the podcast. We also have a monthly DJ networking call that I would love for you and other DJs that are listening to this podcast be a part of. It's super important to build community. And when you have people in your community and everyone's interacting, getting to know one another, there's layers where people are supporting and helping one each other out. And that's how we all rise together. So glad that we can do this at the club, and we're super excited to see you and your drive and your thriving within this industry. So at this time, we're going to jump right into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Okay.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
I currently have Record Box because I'm rocking on a DDJ 800, Pioneer DDJ 800. I'm loving it so far, but I've worked in a lot of different consoles. So I just chose this one now to kind of produce more with the turntables. So that's kind of a big thing.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Ooh. Oh, that's tough. That's tough, man. I have some memories of DJs when I was, you know, coming up, and you know, it's funny. The one that really comes to mind is in New York City. You had Hot 97, right? Shout out to Hot 97. And Mr. C would do the midday mix, DJ Mr. C. I'm not sure if anybody knows. I think a lot of people know a lot of people listening might know his name there. And he did awesome mixes. I mean, the blending, that's what really, if I have to think about my childhood, that was a memory. Listening to his mixes really in my teen years made me want to be a blending type of DJ.
What has been your favorite party or event you DJed at, and why?
Ooh. Wow. I think the best, I guess I would say experience was when I toured with the AFE, which is the Armed Force Entertainment, as a DJ and sound person. So I went with a band, but the experience of DJing for troops and being out there and seeing, getting to talk to them and hear their stories too. It was something I did that really kind of changed my outlook on a lot of things in the world. So I think, and it was fun, you know, it was, we went out there and toured for a few weeks at a time, and And just shout out to Spain and Italy. And we went out there to actually to Afghanistan as well for the troops. So that was something that's a life-changing experience. I think that has to be the best thing I was ever booked for so far.
Who's the most interesting person you've met through DJing?
Well, as a DJ, I think I was excited when I played at the same spot with Kid Capri back in the, like, I'm talking like 2005 around there. And there was a club in Jersey, Drama Nightclub. And it was pretty cool to know that I was kind of going to be opening up playing early on. And then he got there, he did his thing and rocked out. And it was just really cool to know that, like, hey, Kid Capri, because that's another DJ as well that mixes the hell out of some music. So it was really cool to be able to have that experience. I think that would be one of the people that it was like a role model, or like someone that I looked up to, that was cool that I DJed there.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
From live streaming, like on any platform, or just I think maybe more knowledge on how to market it and make revenue out of it, you know, or expand your audience quicker. Maybe some techniques on that. And that's something I even myself I'm always still researching and exploring different ways to live stream. So maybe just, I think it's something that's gotten, what's fairly new, and it's gotten stronger now with the pandemic and the quarantine. So maybe more knowledge out there about that, I would think.
Yeah, and shout out to any DJs you know personally whose stories need to be shared as well on this podcast.
Oh, I can get to give shout outs now to my DJs. Yes, definitely. I have actually DJs and some artists that definitely are out there doing their thing. But shout out to DJ Too Smooth, DJ Dre, and Naughty. Awesome DJs from the North New Jersey area. So DJ Dre and Naughty. And as far as artists out here in Miami, I'm working with an artist that's really, really good, I tell you. DVD Global Empress. She's out here in Miami, Miami Beach area, and singing, rapping, doing a whole, let's call her the Latina Lauryn Hill over here. So, so she's doing her thing, and big shouts to her. And Maria Hitmaker, my partner in crime there, the DJ girls.
Awesome. We look forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJ that's interested in being on the show, you can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Right now online, you can look me up at DJ Crash Cuts, just the same regular spelling, DJ Crash Cuts, at the DJ Girls, or Google us, the DJ Girls, to find our music. And live right now, I'm kind of doing sporadic gigs. I don't have a residency just yet. So once I get back into that, all the flyers and everything will be on the page, of course. But look me up, and soon to be on the club app too.
Awesome, awesome. We thank you for being on the show. This was an amazing interview. Learned a lot, and you've really opened with your story. Really appreciate you spending your time with us. Everyone, please check out my sister, DJ Crash Cuts. She's really doing a great job, killing it Thank in you. Miami. So we're super excited to follow you on the rest of your journey going forward.
Awesome. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, the club app. And looking forward to it. Good vibes, everybody.